don't really make marmalade, do you, Timmy? Why didn't you just buy it? Well, because it doesn't taste the same, of course. And because I can. You see, the thing is, I inherited this amazing big box of marmalade and jam-making stuff from my mum. There's an enormous cauldron in it, the sort of thing that the three witches in Macbeth would have concocted their Eye of Newton, Toe of Frog sort of brew type of thing. And there's a cutting machine that slices the orange peel into tiny, thin slivers of peel. And this is it. It's cast iron. It's got on it Allsop's Pat. I suppose that's a patent. And there's a bunch of numbers engraved in this. It's really heavy. And it's amazing. It sounds like this. That sounds more dangerous than it is. And it's dangerous enough. It's got these cogs on it. And it's a big, heavy, as I say, cast iron thingy. And it's got these sharp blades that you can adjust with little screws, which gives you the thin or the thick slices of orange peel. It's the sort of thing that Paul Daniels would absolutely love for slicing off the top of his fingers. So you've got to be a bit careful with it. Little scary, and the recipe calls for 10 Seville oranges and a couple of sweet oranges and a lemon and a grapefruit. And you've got to take all the flesh out and cut it up and put it in a muslin bag in a cauldron with a dozen pints of water. A muslin bag? Now, what's that? Is that a sort of bag that prays to Allah? No, it's muslin! What is muslin? The nearest thing I can see is either one of those bandages that the hospital gives you, or tights. So I tried both. I got Mrs. Mallet to take the tights off first, and you simmer the whole lot for a few hours, and then you leave it to stand for at least a day. What? Leaving things to stand for a day? That's not what we expect these days. We expect that cooking and preserving can be done instantly. But no, time has got a role in this, and the kitchen smells sweet, and everyone comments who comes in. And you boil it up with 10 pounds of preserving sugar. Yeah, there's a lot of sweetness in this. And after an hour or two, it's ready for the jars. And I got some of that miraculous sticky stuff remover this week that takes the labels off the old jam jars without the need for a knife. It's really great. And it's called Sticky Stuff Remover. Brilliant name. 20-odd jars later, it's ready and the larder looks full. No way. Within a day, Mrs. Mallet's given it all away to friends and neighbours and people she owes a favour to. So make some more mallet, she says, and I start this up again. God, it's scary just doing that. And the secret is, of course, you can never make too much marmalade. It's one of the great things that happens to our taste buds. First of all, we get to like tea, then it's coffee, and then it's other great flavours. And best of all, we develop a taste for that tangy, deep orange stuff. And I've even got a jar on the table in my studio ready to paint it. I wonder if it'll last that long before I eat it or it's given away. No worries. I've still got this Allsop's patented heavy marmalade slicer and I'm ready to start again.